News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Submissions closing tomorrow for people to give feedback on Dublin City Council's litter management plan to help clean up the streets. Ray McAdam is Dublin's Lord Mayor. We have to mention he's also a Fine Gael candidate in the upcoming Dublin Central by-election. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. Look, Dublin has the title Dirty Old Town. The song said it, but efforts have been made. Every single morning I'm up here in Dublin, we see the crews going out from the depot around the corner from us here in Marconi House to clean up the streets at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's an unenviable task, not made easier by the people who live in this city.
Look, this is a plan about cleaning up Dublin, Jonathan. And what's different this time round is that this plan is tied to specific operational changes. We're going to have more staff, we've more street washing, better cleaning schedules, and the better and more use of technology, as well as stronger enforcement and clearer reporting. For me, the test about this plan is not whether it reads well, it's whether people actually see cleaner streets across our city.
And that's what we need to see. Look, can I ask you the one big question that when I saw this, and if I was putting a submission in, it would be, are we getting rid of the bags? The bags on the side of the street that the seagulls can eat into and destroy an entire area in the course of minutes. Are they going?
Yes, we've already rolled out phase one of that. And we've seen, as a result of phase one, approximately 20 tonnes of illegally dumped rubbish every month removed from the streets. That means since the beginning of December, approximately 100 tonnes of illegally dumped rubbish has been removed from our streets, less than we would have been in the previous 12-month period. And in next week, actually, I'm rolling out phase two on the north side across O'Connell Street, Marlborough Place and Loftus Lane. And the big difference with phase two, Jonathan, is that it's actually going to incorporate residential communities as well in around Church Street, Beresford Street as well. So they'll have the benefits of this scheme as well. But the key thing about this litter management plan, Jonathan, is that it is very much focused on delivery. We're increasing the operational staff that are involved in cleaning up the city to 565.
Okay.
We're providing for additional street washing teams. We all know when the weather's been good and there's a prolonged period of dry weather that there's concerns about the cleanliness and the stickiness of our streets, so we're doing more.
It does get stinky, but can I ask you a question? Are you going against the grain here? Because a lot of local authorities around the country are going, you know what, if you have rubbish, you bring it home with you. Are you giving a license to the people in Dublin going, if you have rubbish, drop it down, because don't worry, we'll pick it up? I mean, is that a risky message to send out?
The fact is, we have a responsibility to clean up Dublin. We're making it easier for rubbish to be removed. People who are paying for the rubbish to be removed, we're making sure it's happening. We're making sure that we're cleaning up this city. We're improving cleaning schedules. We're making sure that there is stronger enforcement as well. We're also making sure that there's a clear litter bin policy. It's not just simply about where bins are needed. It's about making sure we have the capacity to address them, making sure that we have more of the big belly bins as well, and where local residents and businesses and public representatives are raising repeated concerns, we should feed into those decisions too.
One Breakfast listener says, cleanup should be 24 hours like any other modern city, and heavy fines, as this is when the damage is done. On the fines issue, Ray McAdam, how many people were fined last year for littering in Dublin?
I don't have that figure to hand at the moment, but I agree with your listener in terms of strengthening fines.
You sit in council meetings and presumably you hear these figures from time to time. I mean, they don't tend to be in the thousands. They tend to be quite limited. So, but my point is, are you going to fine people? Are you actually going to fine people now?
We are, and like only the new legislation was passed recently that allows us to strengthen fines. I believe the current €150 fine isn't strong enough. It isn't a strong enough deterrent against legal dumping. I've encouraged the city council now to increase that, and I'd like them to go further. But we're also making sure there is more CCTV being used in order to tackle those that are involved in illegal dumping on our streets, but also around bottle banks, around clothes banks, and things like that as well.
Okay, well,
so can I tell
you something? I've Googled it, Ray, just to help you. According to Google, which may be wrong, 2025, up until August, 68 fines were issued in the first 7 months for Dublin City Council.
And that's why we're increasing the number of litter wardens and litter enforcement officers, not just during working hours, but we're also then doing it for the nighttime economy as well. Strengthened enforcement is a key aspect of this plan too, Jonathan. It has to be a bit of everything. We're making sure that we've the resources, we've the manpower, we've the new machinery, but we also then need the enforcement, and that's where the additional litter wardens working are on a 24/7 basis will be taking place. And the other point your listener made as well about the city centre in a 24/7 cleaning schedule is that that's happening. We're doubling the size of the 24/7 cleaning schedule in the city centre. Okay. But we're also making sure then residential communities in Cabra, Stony Batter, Drumcondra, they're getting their fair share of cleaning as well, as should be the case.
Okay, Ray McAdam, Dublin's Lord Mayor. On that, you have until tomorrow. Dublin City Council's website will have all the details if you want to put something into it.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.